You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing. So no matter what the FEC does, no matter what lawsuits are filed, no matter what happens in court, the world will never know the truth about the 2020 election results for president. They just won't. We will never know the truth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many people come out and be witnesses, whether credible or not. It doesn't matter. None of this matters, dude. Nobody is ever going to know the truth about the 2020 election results. Ever. But there's one thing we can find out, and that's about the election interference, the election fraud. But we'll never ever know the total results, ever. Doesn't matter. There were so many things done in so many states that we will never ever know the truth about. You'll never be able to get a voter count that matters. You'll never have a voter count that is 100% true. I mean, I think that this election of all the elections will prove that. It's you know, it's sad to say that you just can't stand up for what you believe in anymore. It's not allowed. They won't allow it. They don't let it happen. And it's been like that way since the beginning. You have not been allowed to stand up for the truth. You've not been allowed to tell the truth. Because when you do, you know what happens. They'll try and shut you down. They'll try and shut you up. They'll delete you from the internet, or try to at least. And then you have to make your way around it and do your own thing. And even then, they'll drown you out. They'll talk over you. You see what I'm saying? They'll find ways to belittle you. To turn you into this little imperfection. You understand? This blemish. They'll treat you like a blemish on life. Like life's little blemish. But don't worry, my friends. God's got you. God's got us all. God knew us before he grew us. God knew us before he threw us into the mix. And you can say whatever you want about that. It doesn't matter because it's the truth. The truth about the matter is that God's the one who's in total control. Temporarily, it might seem like he's not because of free will and this and that. But in the end, God's got you. God's got our backs. God knows what he's doing. That, my friends, is whenever you're supposed to have faith. So, with that said, let's talk about the Clone Wars. Or whatever this is. It's all a big Disney production. Where are these people going? Are they going underground when they fake their deaths and have these body doubles come in? Are they being executed by the military? Like, what are we supposed to believe? I mean, like, what do we know? You know? I mean, I can sit here and imagine all types of things. And I can speculate anything you want. But in the end, like, what's the truth? You know? They tore out so much from the Bible, it's ridiculous. There's a version of the Bible that does exist with all the lost chapters and books put into it. I think it's called Cephas or Cephas or something. I can't remember the exact word, but yeah, so there's a Bible that exists of that. I'm sorry, you guys. I just haven't been feeling very well. My allergies are going crazy, as usual, around this time of year. I don't know. I haven't been getting much sleep, but yeah, that's just me. Let's talk about something else. I don't know. I haven't slept right in years. It's been years. Things have just gone on, and it's been one constant hassle after the next. And everybody's like, oh God, when is 2020 gonna end? Is this ever gonna end? I'm all like, you should join me in my boat and see what it's like. Walk a mile in my shoes and have the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years happen to you the way it happened to me. Now, I'm not knocking anything you've been through, because I believe that I'm not the only one. But whenever I tell people these things that I know, you know, these things that I've come to discover, and I'm like, wow, man. They're like, wow. You know, I can see, you know, based on what I went through and what I've noticed, yeah, you're right. Wow, you're right. Like, I basically complete the story for these people. You know how exhausting that is? I mean, it's like I'm congratulating the fact that these people tell me, I'm sorry, I should say celebrating, not congratulating. I'm celebrating the fact that these people are telling me, they're giving me confirmation, you understand? They're able to say, you know what, I agree, because of these facts. These facts coincide with your facts. But you know where that doesn't work at? Apparently, it doesn't work in court. It doesn't work whenever it comes to the law. So how is it that the law is supposed to work for us then? If it's obviously broke, court systems are obviously broken, then how in the world is the law supposed to work for us? I mean, it doesn't. It won't. It never will. It only works for the rich and corrupt. Because they get to come along, they get to do whatever they want, they get to get away with it. It's nuts, dude. And the whole time, where is our leadership? Where are our leaders? And I'm not talking about the politicians. They're all followers. They're all puppets. I'm talking about the everyday American citizen who is a born leader. Where y'all at? Because this is nuts, you guys. This is outrageous. Because there is so much going on, and we're just allowing it to slip under the radar, in a sense. But y'all need to stand up along with me. I'm tired of standing up by myself. You smell me? I'm a nigga, you smell me? Speaking of my nigga, or nigga, I seen this white guy on a video, and he's like, y'all need to stop, white people need to stop saying the word nigga. Nigga, fuck you. Mind your own business. You obviously ain't a nigga. So shut your cracker ass mouth. You feel me? Like, don't tell other people what and what not to do. He went on to say, you know, just because your boy gave you the nigga card doesn't mean that you can get to just say nigga. You know, you're right. Because the feelings behind the word are what make the word. You understand? And I'm going to tell you straight up. If I'm a nigga and I'm around my niggas, yeah, I'm going to say nigga. I'm not just going to go around blasting the word nigga to everybody on the street. Like, that's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. It's propaganda. People trying to control the way other people think, feel, and act. I don't like it, man. And neither do you. It's funny, though. Because white people saying, don't use the word nigga. Just like Mexican people talking about, you know what? BLM is not a terrorist organization. Yes, they are. They are an organization. Like, they don't, it's not like they come out and say, you know what? It's not an organization. They don't dispute that fact. So guess what that tells you? But it's funny. Hispanics and whites are the ones pushing this quote-unquote BLM movement. And that doesn't raise any hairs or eyebrows. None of y'all are looking at that and being like, like, it's funny because other people notice that, though. You know, whenever other people do notice that, they're like, yeah, how many black people were out there at that rally? Yeah, exactly. And don't even say, oh, you're just this type of person, whatever ethnic background you may have. You know, don't tell me that I just want to support this. No, what you want to support is your beliefs. And we're talking about religious beliefs. The owner of Black Lives Matter came out herself, it came out of her mouth, and said that this is all demonic. This is all demonic. In so many words, she said this is all demonic. That's what she said. She said it's demonic. That this is all about demonic possession and raising of evil spirits and blah, 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 blah. However she said it, it came out of her mouth. She admits that what she is doing is for demonic purposes. I won't even say satanic or Luciferian. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's demonic. So what do we do? Because we sure as hell ain't going to praise Satan. You know, we're going to believe in God. We're going to pray to God. And God will do something about it. He is doing something about it. He's been doing something about it. Hence my existence and my voice coming through right now to you, talking to you. I mean, think about it. God's warriors are out there. I'm asking y'all to please stand up. Because this ain't it, bruh. This ain't it, y'all. This ain't it. I just want to know, like, what, as a BLM organization leader, what gives you the right to go around doing the things that you're doing? To have people march in the name of a demon, or many demons, shouting to people who are trying to sleep for work to wake up. Beating your little drums, blasting your little music, and yelling your flappy little heads off into your megaphones. Blasting your lights into people's windows. What gives you the right to organize this and call it Black Lives Matter? I'm sorry, to chant Black Lives Matter, but call it BLM. Is that like a BLT? Can we eat it? Can we crap it out later? Can we wipe our asses of it? I mean, really, these are valid questions, very valid questions that I have. You may be laughing, but it's true. Everything I'm telling you is true. Stop me if I'm lying. You really can't, because I won't. I won't lie, and I won't stop telling the truth. Speaking of the truth, when is Donald Trump going to tell the truth that Melania is a male? You heard me right. Melania Trump is a guy. Melania Trump. Mel on you, Trump. There's a male on you, Trump. Melania. This Melania Trump is an actor. A guy actor. Now posing as a woman. Hello, that's fraud. You might not think so, whoever you are out there. You know, you might justify it and all this crap, but it's fraud. You're committing fraud against the American people. If you, listen, Mr. Trump, you want to do you, boo-boo? That's you? And you want to have a male as your wife? That's fine. But whenever you act like that's a first lady, when you act like this is a lady, that's where you're starting to commit fraud, Mr. Smarty Pants. It's fraud. You say the Obama hoax was fraud and this and that about Obamagate. What about Trumpgate? What about that, What about those apples? How do you like them apples? How do you like that? Are you, even to the gays and trannies, are you okay with somebody being in the White House and posing as a male? Like, seriously? Like, you're okay with that? You're okay with fraud? I don't get it. You're okay with people lying? How does it feel to get lied to? Let's say you're transsexual and you're doing it because, and now this is all hypothetical, but you're doing it because your dad lied to you when you were young and you decided, you know what, I'm not even that sex, I'm another sex, which in all honesty, you're trying to be two sexes, but you still have a penis and balls that you were born with. I mean, maybe some of y'all were born with breasts. Maybe so. I'm not knocking you. Not at all. I'm just putting a hypothetical situation out there. But whenever it came down to you getting lied to, how did you feel? Did you feel like it was an injustice? Do you feel like somebody should have done something about it? Imagine how people who are being lied to right now, which includes you if you haven't figured it out, imagine how we feel. It's an injustice in our political system, which you may even mock. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you might be mocking this system, right? But how would you like it if I came into your system, whatever it is, whatever it may be, and I mocked that? I mean, surely you wouldn't like if I mocked transsexuals, would you? I don't even like that. I get it. Everybody's got their jokes, right? And that's fine. But man, whenever you mock somebody and you make them feel bad, that's an injustice. It really is. I couldn't agree with you anymore. It's an injustice, and it's not okay to do. To all the homosexuals out there, I'm sure you don't like being mocked and made fun of. I'm sure that you take plenty of offense to being mocked and made fun of. And I mean, like, how do I know? Because I've got gay friends, and they tell me. Or they tell people around me, and I happen to overhear the story. You know, they don't like being, one, they don't like being lied to, especially not to be lied to by their significant other. That's definitely a big no-no. I mean, they're human, you know? And they definitely don't like to be mocked, and they will say something about it. They'll stand up for themselves. They'll stick up for themselves. So yeah, stick up for yourself. But when it happened to you, how did you feel? That's the question. Didn't feel very good, did it? Didn't feel very good being called a fag, did it? Didn't feel very good being called a tranny or whatever. An abomination, whatever. Didn't feel very good, did it? Now imagine you're in our shoes and we're looking at this quote unquote abomination. Abomination in the face of God is what it is. And being mocked and having this mockery in our faces. Imagine how that feels. Doesn't sit right, does it? Doesn't feel very good to think that we're being put through that, does it? But remember, friends, remember, folks, there's free will. Free will to do what you choose behind closed doors. But it ain't even a secret anymore. It's all out in the open for everybody to know, for everybody to find out. They want you to know. I mean, think about it. It's disgusting to do to people. It's debauchery at best. Like I said, people, in my previous podcast, which if you haven't heard, start listening to them. They're all free to download. I'm not greedy, folks. I don't even have advertisements on this. And if I do, it's for something that I do. I don't advertise for other people. I just don't do it. For one, I don't have any advertisers. And for two, I just don't. I don't know. I don't do it. I don't know why. I just don't. I'll tell you why. Okay, so I do know why. I don't know. I want you to be here for this. I don't want you to have to deal with advertisements and fast forward through the advertisements. If this is a podcast, this is a podcast. You understand? This is not an advertisement. It's not a chance for success or for profit. This is just what it is. It's a podcast. It's a message. And the message is clear, folks. But are you getting the message? So what is the message? You know what? I actually don't know. I want to come up with something clever. I want to tell you, oh, it's this. But it probably wouldn't even be it. I honestly don't know what the message is today. I really don't. I'm just here to just tell you what I know. And you can feel about it how you want to feel about it. You can think what you want to think about it. Because here's what it is. The message is your choice. You can take it however you want to take it. Interpret it however you want to interpret it. Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to interpret it how you want. I mean, it's clear that, you know, I can't control how you think. I can't control what you're going to say about this. But I can control what I'm saying. And let's talk about self-control. Can you control yourself when temptation arises? Oh, really? You can? What about whenever it's something that's so tempting that you end up doing it anyways? You know you probably shouldn't, but you've been tempted by thoughts and beliefs that you're currently having in this moment that you're being tempted. You're thinking back and you're like, should I do this? And then a part of you says, nah, I shouldn't. But then eventually you do. I mean, think about it. How many times have you been tempted to do something and at first you didn't do it, but then you did? Let's take, for example, what I saw on TV today. So I watched a movie. I didn't want to watch it. I knew it would be weird. I knew it would be out there. And I knew that probably not much good could come of it because of how the last one came and went. But I watched it anyways. It was a new Borat film. And in this film, you're led to believe that Rudy Giuliani is about to have sex with a teenager. And it's never revealed that she says her age to him. But it looks very much like he's about to have sex with this woman. And we know how Sacha Baron Cohen does. He likes to get reactions. Real-time reactions from folks. And if everything is true in the film, as far as this part goes, it was a very valid and eyebrow-raising reaction that he was getting from Rudy Giuliani. Like I said, her age was never discussed in the film. But it leads you to believe that he was about to have sex with a teenager until Sacha Baron Cohen comes in and stops it. They weren't making out. He wasn't really touching her inappropriately, per se. But it was questionable, we'll just say that. And I'm sorry if I ruined anything in the film for you guys. But, yeah. It's very weird. Very eyebrow raising. But how many other guys in that situation would have slept with that reporter? Not just a politician, not just him, but any guy. Having a girl attractive enough to come on to you and present herself in a way to which would make you want to hook up with her. And I question that because how many girls are out there going underneath the radar that we don't know about that are coming on to guys that way that get them to do things with them and then they throw that guy under the bus for something that they knew that they shouldn't be doing and tempted the guy into doing it. And the whole time, the girl sees no repercussions for her decisions or her actions other than what God punishes her for. But let's not be sexist and reverse the roles. How many young guys are talking older women into that? I know, I've seen it. I've seen it happen. So yeah, I mean, but if it happened to the guy, would the guy walk away scot-free? Or would, oh no, there's gonna be some repercussions and steps taken. You know, that's feminism right there. You know? So all this is leading me into the Johnny Depp case. Johnny Depp just lost a legal battle with Amber Heard. I hope I'm saying your name right. I don't want you to attack me in the media. And attack me in court, or attack me in real life. Oh my God! All jokes aside, what I'm really saying is that he just lost his case of being labeled as a wife beater. and then was asked to resign from, I think it's Warner Brothers, the Fantastical Beasts or whatever films. He was told to be removed from that, and he won't be appearing in the Disney Caribbean's Pirates of the Caribbean, which is supposed to be a reboot and has nothing to do with Jack Sparrow and that story. So, I mean, like, why would he come back into the film anyways? But, you know, it just goes to show. He's not being considered for that film either, so. And so he respectfully bowed out of the film franchise. And now he's having his name tarnished in the media, I guess. Well, I don't know him. I can't speak on his character. I don't know him in real life. I just know his work, and I've seen a little bit of his Instagram feed. It's interesting, to say the least. But how many other men are having their names thrown through the mud that maintain their innocency? Like me, or Johnny Depp, or anybody else. How many of us are there? How many males' names have to get dragged through the mud until something changes? How many men have to get physically or sexually abused or verbally abused by the person that they care about until something changes? I really want to know, like, what is it going to take? You know, if you want to stand up for injustice, stand up for that. Stand up for something good. Stand up for the injustice of the kid that didn't get to be born all the way. Or the kid that got to be born all the way, but then got murdered in silence. In silence. As if it never even happened. Got sucked out of the womb. Oh, I'm sorry, was that your fetus? Oh, I'm sorry, did you want to see the sonogram? Too bad. How long until this changes? Well, it ain't never gonna change. I'm hearing that in the back of my mind. Oh, it ain't never gonna change. It's never gonna change. Why not? Because you say so? Because somebody out there somewhere is always gonna be doing this? How long until something happens? Are we gonna be going 2 million AD until it happens? I don't think so. Something needs to happen now. If a girl is going to drag a guy's name through the mud and throw him in jail, she should run, I would say run the risk, but you know, it takes two. It doesn't just take one. It takes two. Sometimes more than that. But it takes two to be in on a plan together. I mean, think about it. I want you to really think about this. Like, how long are we going to have to go until somebody somewhere does something that changes things, that does something for us? For us and by us. Because I'm tired of it, man. I'm so tired of it. I'm sick and tired of seeing things go on with guys, and it all comes around because of a female. You want to sit here and talk your femininity and your feminist beliefs? Well, I'm going to start speaking on my masculine beliefs. Because I'm tired of being crucified for being a male. For having a penis. I'm tired of being a scapegoat for women. I'm tired of seeing other males be scapegoats for their women. And those women scapegoating their men. You know, just because you, women, just because you disagree with the male does not give you the right to drag his name through the mud, throw him in jail, just to get your little old way. I'm sorry, but that's not okay. You can't keep doing this. We will not fall victim to you anymore. Something must be done, and it must be done now. As a matter of fact, it is being done. Here I am, speaking on it, on my podcast. People tell me I should write a book about being a male abuse victim. Because they know. They know about it when it happened. They heard about it when it happened, and they know the truth. And they see it happening to other people as well. Everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody. Everybody knows somebody that this has happened to. Where the kids were taken away. Where the woman got everything she wanted. There's films about it. Whether it be fiction or not, it's still happening in real life. And we need to stop it. I'm not gonna stand for this anymore. You know, and these guys who come out and they're all like, my wife is feminist and I'm feminist too. I'm a feminist. No, you're not. You're a masculinist taking on feministic traits. Y'all see what I'm getting at here? Man up. Stand up to your woman or stand up for yourself and leave her. Look at what she's doing to you. She's putting your front tail between your own legs and right up your tuchus. And look where that took us. In the wrong direction, and we didn't get very far, did we? We have not come that long away from where we were thousands of years ago. Let's just say 8,000 years, 2,000 years ago. We haven't come very far. The only thing that's changed is our lingo. Our habits haven't changed. Our lingo has. I'm telling you, that's the only thing that's changed over time is our lingo. You can debunk me, please. But I'll tell you what, like all these, Trump 2020 predictions, he's gonna win this state, he's blah, 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 blah. Like, how stupid did you guys all look? How dumb do you feel now? Well, I don't feel dumb, he really did what, did he? How do you know? Were you there? Did you see all the votes being counted? Did you see all the votes being changed? Did you see all the votes that were thrown away? No, you didn't. You didn't read the results. The world will never have the election results, ever. Not in a million years. We will never know the truth about the election results, ever. Ever. It doesn't matter. You don't know the number. Nobody does. Have we ever known the number? Nobody knows. But I'll tell you who knows what. The White House knows a lot more than what they're letting on. I mean, we all know this, right? But what are we doing about it? What are we doing about the truth that they're hiding an underground lair underneath Area 51? What are we doing about that, my friends? And I'll just leave you with that. Because the world wants to know, my friends.